Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Once upon a time, before the time of the Emperor Constantine, in a land far, far away, now called Palestine, or the Holy Land, in the city of Lydda, also known as Diospolis, there lived a man named George, who was martyred because he refused to give up his faith in Jesus Christ. Everything I have just said, although it sounds like a fairy tale, is true. We know this because, among other things, churches have been built in the honour of St. George for over 1700 years, and in 491 he was canonised by Pope Gelasius I. He is one of the most popular saints of history, still the patron saint of England, and one of the patron saints of Georgia, obviously, Ethiopia, Catalonia, Aragon, Valencia, Portugal, Brazil, Russia, Bulgaria, Serbia, and Montenegro. There is also lots of fairy tale, it's true. Many things have been said about St. George, but even the most famous tale of him still inspires us to love of Christ and service of our neighbour. And so, here it is. Once upon a time, a terrible dragon had ravaged all the country around a city of Libya, called Salina, making its lair in a marshy swamp. Its breath caused pestilence whenever it approached a town, so the people gave the monster 2 sheep every day to satisfy its hunger. But when the sheep failed, a human victim was necessary, and lots were drawn to determine the victim. On one occasion, the lot fell to the king's little daughter. The king offered all his wealth to purchase a substitute, but the people had pledged themselves that no substitute should be allowed, and so the maiden, dressed as a bride, was led to the marsh. There St. George chanced to ride by and asked the maiden what she did, but she bade him leave her, lest he also might perish. The good knight stayed, however, and when the dragon appeared, St. George, making the sign of the cross, bravely attacked it and transfixed it with his lance. Then, asking the maiden for her girdle, he bound it round the neck of the monster, and thereupon the princess was able to lead it like a lamb. They then returned to the city, where St. George bade the people have no fear, but only be baptized, after which he cut off the dragon's head, and the townsfolk were all converted. The king would have given George half his kingdom, but the saint replied that he must ride on, bidding the king, meanwhile, take good care of God's churches, honour the clergy, and have pity on the poor. Let us pray. God of hosts, who so kindled the fire of charity in the heart of St. George, your martyr, that he bore witness to the risen Lord both by his life and by his death, grant us through his intercession, we pray, the same faith and power of love, that we who rejoice in his triumph may be led to share with him in the fullness of the resurrection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, for ever and ever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.